opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, 7:05 here on the 1st of December, which means 24 shopping days until Christmas. Really, you could call it 25, depending on how, you know, slow you are getting stuff. But today is going to be a wonderful day. Hey, it is 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here. Linda's parents rolled in last night. And Linda's entertaining them this morning. Linda's singing tonight at the Riverview Country Club, golf course and country club. I don't know if there's any tickets left. There's a bunch of people. A lot of tickets sold already. But they are allowing non-club members to attend tonight. And it's going to be dinner and a Christmas show with, you know, Linda and her backups, her band of merry elves are going to be there tonight. So good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You know, we're kind of like dressed in the same shirt. We're kind of like, you know, similar. I'm wearing a, you know, flannel and it's checkered and you're wearing checkers and long sleeve.
They're both green.
It's getting a little scary. Okay. Hey, what's the weather?
It's currently 56 degrees outside. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 77, a low of 49. Thursday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 73, a low of 47. Friday, sunny with a high of 69, a low of 45. Saturday, sunny with a high of 67, a low of 44. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high around 70, a low around 46. Monday, chance of rain, a high around 62, a low of 47, and a slight chance of rain on Tuesday with a high around 64.
Okay. Wow. Rain. Good. Good for you. Good for me. Yeah. Snowpack's better for all of us. Hey, the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And today is open line Wednesday until 8 o'clock, and then we have the Reading Police Department coming in. I had a guest that was scheduled, but they called yesterday and asked to be rescheduled, so we'll let them do that. So, Jared, what have you... Have you watched TV lately?
I mostly watch like Netflix or Hulu.
Okay. Did you ever see that movie Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson?
I'm not really into the Marvel movies.
Yeah. Well, neither am I.
No, I haven't seen it.
But I watched it last night. And I'm still not sure why. My father-in-law is sitting there, Tom. Who is just, he's a hoot. Tom breaks me up all the time. He's got great stories. And they're getting ready to go travel again. You know, they're taking off for a 10-day cruise again. Yeah, nothing stops them. It's about halfway through the movie, he goes, "Do you know what's going on in here?" And I looked at him and I went, "Well, I think so, but I'm not sure." It was right. I couldn't figure out, because... And Linda walks through the room, says something, and then Tom will answer her. And then all of a sudden, there's three Scarlett Johansons. And I'm not sure why. Where did the third one come from? Where did the second one come from?
I wish I knew what you're talking about.
I know. See, that's it. And I'm still not sure how that happened. So it makes no sense to me. So maybe they make these movies for people under the age of, what, six?
I don't know.
20?
I know it's for a younger audience.
Yeah, it's for a younger audience. Okay. Now, open line today, 605-4567. You got something going? I think I'm going to give away some tickets today, too. Somewhere in this 2 hours, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Garden of Lights. which is a huge success so far. And we've got 31 more days. It ends with a New Year's Eve show there at the Garden of Lights. Yeah, Jared, I think you might get a set. So, yeah. Jared said, if you want to stay on the air for the next 2 hours, I want to be able to raise my hand for this. No, we've bought some for our staff here. Okay, things that are going on. In Redding, or in Shasta County, I should say, they found two men dead. And the sheriff's department's calling it homicides. They're investigating the shooting deaths of Miba Getachew from Ashland, Oregon, and Gunnar Yeager from Medford, Oregon. And they were shot on, Zigzag Lane. Now, Zigzag Lane. Do you think drugs has anything to do with this? Or is it just the fact that it's just Zigzag Lane?
I don't know. I just looked it up on the Record Searchlight.
Yeah.
It was an Oak Run.
Oak Run. Yeah, you know what? There seems to be more going on, and I think you can say it's got something directly to do with drugs and marijuana and heavier drugs and all this with all the grows that are going on. But, you know, we won't find out. Maybe it was the fact that they, maybe it was a love triangle and the girl shot both of them. That could be. SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, is to hear the abortion case today that could overturn Roe v. Wade. A lot of consternation on this. There's many states that have changed the, rules for abortions. If you can hear in Texas, I believe if there's a heartbeat detected, you cannot have an abortion. And other states have other rules. You know, a lot of states have already had the no abortion during the third trimester. This is going to be, I think, a very contentious issue. But states are saying, this is a state issue, not a federal issue. And we have the right to say what goes on in our state. There's nothing that says the feds can rule on this. So we'll see. We'll see if the states can set the standards or set the level for abortions in their own states. I have a feeling that this is a big case. Other things that are going on. This weekend, the Shasta College, of course, has their giant Christmas tree sale, and you got to give a shot at that. You know, if you're looking for a Christmas tree, go on down to Shasta College. They have a huge selection of just great trees. I can't say enough. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We got a tree last year. It was perfect. Perfect from Shasta College. Plus, poinsettias. They raise them from little pups and grow them there. And reasonably priced. And all different kinds of colors of the poinsettias. And, you know, I mean, poinsettias, I mean, where else do you see them except at Christmas? Jared, do you know what a poinsettia is?
I do.
Okay. Where do you see them after that?
I don't see them. That's the only time of year.
Yeah, it seems like the only time of the year you see them. So, but they've got a huge selection down there also, and very reasonably priced. So, you know, go help Shasta College out and do yourself a favor. Get a great tree and maybe two or three poinsettias that you can give to people. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Sleep Number is really pushing this year because they truly, truly believe that they have a bed that's going to change your life. And I can tell you, we've had a Sleep Number bed for 8 years. We've had two different Sleep Number beds because we fleeted up from our i7 or i5 up to this i8 Sleep IQ smart bed. And we think enough of it that when my kids asked about it and my sister asked about it, we told them, yeah, you know, this is a good bed. So both my sister's family and my kids this last week bought one. When Vince laid down and the feet came up and the head came up in this bed, and it went to zero gravity on his back. That was it. Eyes got big. He goes, okay, that was all. That's all it took. Because of if you've got back problems, if you've got any, you know, if you sleep, if it's hard for you to sleep and be comfortable, sleep number. You can adjust the firmness. You can adjust the angle of the bed. It will, if you opt to sign up for the Sleep IQ, it'll tell you that when you're moving during the night, that it, and the pressure points and all of these things. So, sleep number, you know, and so, and with all the things going on this year, and with Christmas, getting a good night's sleep is going to mean something. My sleep number setting in this, my Sleep IQ bed is 90. Linda's sleep number setting is 30 in this bed. And we can adjust it any way we want. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss Sleep Number Cyber Week special. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Plus special financing that ends Monday, December 6th, only at our Sleep Number store down in the shopping center, down in the Target shopping center. And if you opt for the special financing, it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. We'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning, 56 degrees out there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Happy holidays from Redding Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years.
On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yes, I went to bed relatively early last night. Coffee was here this morning. And what else? It's Tuesday. Tuesdays are underrated.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, my God, it's Wednesday. No wonder I feel so good, because we know we're going to find out at 8 o'clock. 7:21 in the morning here on the 1st of December, Wednesday. And this,
yeah, glad we got that straight.
Yeah, I am too. This
that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, I still feel good.
Yeah, you should feel good. You know,
we're here.
You moved, advanced your week ahead one day doing anything.
Without doing a damn thing. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bossiani Arms. Okay, my friends, it's a 10-day waiting list, right? 10 days, a 10-day waiting list when you buy your gun. So now get down to Bossiani. Avoid the rush. John Bastiani has been in the business for 12 years, or 11 years. Started just about the same time we did. I think we beat him by a few months, and he's been with us ever since. The only place in town that we buy guns from is John Bastiani. Great selection of guns, great prices. Veterans get discounts. He's got all the accessories. You can get your CCW permit right there at Bastiani. One-stop shopping. He's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And he's open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Are you fired up about something this morning?
Oh, always. It's just, you know, yeah, I am. I guess I am. I'm calling because I just want to say, you know, that I know I've been hearing a lot of local issues, you know, that's been going on for a long time here in the county.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the corruption and, you know, and usually there's always two sides of the story, you know, and the corruption.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, as we know, the media doesn't allow the other person to say the truth or what took place. So I'd like to kind of ask you, are you willing to put me on the radio to find out what really happened in Shasta Lake here and what happened to me? Because I don't think I was ever called in, you know, put on, you know, to hear what really happened on my side of the story. And, you know, and I think it's time, because I do believe it's connected to what's been going on here in Shasta County for a long time.
Well, I tell you, call me today at 9 o'clock. And
okay.
It's 605-4565 or 67, and let's talk about this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
You bet. No, you know what? One of the main reasons Linda and I started this station was that there was just kind of like one avenue of information in this town.
Yeah,
12 years ago. I mean, local stuff, and that was one was, of course, the paper, and they would run stories they wanted, and, you know, and then when you had Channel 7, now, Channel 7 I like to think that Channel 7 is not an opinion piece there, but they only have so much time, and there's some things that, you know, they can't run, they won't run, they don't have time for it or whatever, and one of the things we do is to let people from both sides be able to say, hey, this was said in the paper, but this is, you know, what happened to me.
Right.
And as
right.
you know, Dolores, I think, was recalled and, you know, went to trial and all those things.
She had a hard time through it there, but she pulled through.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. So give me a call at 9 and let's talk about this. I want to talk about something that's kind of happy right now. Oh, by the way, in the chat room, I just cleared all the chat room messages from yesterday. The boys were going at it.
So I just cleared, and somebody said, "Hey, wait a minute, you cleared the chat room. That's BS." No, I like to start each day off fresh, and I may do this every day. Start the day off fresh, like a fresh snowfall, and then we can watch the tracks going across. There you go. It's Christmas, right? Okay, let's talk about Giving Tuesday. Pat Karch is here with me.
Good morning, Carl.
1,350,010.
Oh my gosh! Can you believe that
was raised? 187 organizations, 6,903 donations.
6,903.
Yep, and it came up to 1,350,000. Now,
That was during that
one day. They started early, but mainly it was mainly
from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah. So the number one group in the whole thing was the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Shasta in Siskiyou County.
Yeah, not surprising. They do a great work.
$180,000. Then the Siskiyou Family YMCA in Siskiyou County,
mm-hmm.
$50,000. Mount Shasta Museum, Siskiyou, $46,000. Save the Rain, Siskiyou, $44,000. The first Shasta County organization was Exodus Farms Ministry, $43,000, 116 donations.
Amazing.
And then number six. It's kind of just a surprise to me, because when I looked at it early, I thought, well, we got the rest of the day. And Reading Piano Angels.
What? Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding.
Now, you are number six. And tell people what Reading Piano Angels is.
Reading Piano Angels is a nonprofit organization that was started many years ago by a former Chamber of Commerce head, Frank Strazzarino, who later passed. And that mantle got passed on to myself and our board. And the goal is simple. It's to acquire pianos and get them into the homes of people wanting pianos, mostly piano students.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you get these because people have inherited pianos or they don't use the pianos anymore. So
all of the above, yes.
And they just call you and say, hey, look, I've got a piano to donate. And you've probably got a list of people.
I do. I have an extensive list of donors and recipients.
Okay. Now, I saw one on Facebook the other day. You were picking one up in Weaverville, I believe, or Trinity County. And somebody was there.
Can you believe that? Well, the woman said, you know, I really want to take this music, but I don't have a piano. And while I was talking to her, you know who it was? Mike, the mule guy. Mike McFadden.
I got to, you know what, during the break, you got to give me his phone number again.
Okay.
I got to get, you know what, I've got to get these guys on.
And so he texted me while I was standing there talking to her, and he said, hey, I want to donate this piano. And I texted back, where is it? And he said, it's in Weaverville. I said, we're in Weaverville. And this woman standing there next to me, Krissa, she just was overjoyed. And so we have that date in a few days. We're going to be going up there. We're going to be delivering another piano from Reading to Junction City, and then mm-hmm. we'll hop over to Weaverville and grab Mike's piano and take it to Krissa.
Now, you get paid a lot for doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying this, but, you know, obviously Pat doesn't take any money for this. And
they cover our gas, Carl.
Cover your gas. Okay, no, I was going to say that. Covers the gas, and which is a big thing nowadays.
Ooh, yeah,
but you and Pam, your beautiful wife.
It's amazing.
She's right there moving a piano with you.
How many guys, if you signed up to get married, you know, like 18 years ago, and I said, hey, by the way, baby, we're going to be moving pianos. And I mean heavy.
Yeah, these are not, well, some of them I'm sure are smaller.
I mean, Linda and Pam would have dumped us in a hot minute if we told them that. So,
well, Linda would have dumped me in a hot minute if I told her the truth. So, you know, no.
She's a good sport. And you
these
know, we
are
have
two
a,
women. Yeah. As somebody said to me, you kicked past your coverage.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We married above the line.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about this and then talk a little bit more about the about Giving Tuesday. But I also want to talk about some other things that are going on in the world. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, another organization that gives a lot to our community. Opened up 15 years ago. They have, they've been, ever since the day they opened up, they've been moving local dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the one downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. But they're opening up a new branch, I believe, this month in Anderson. So all y'all in Anderson have been having to drive up here to do your business. You can now do it right there in your own town of Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 7:30 in the morning, 56 degrees, clear. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have the strength that's been impressed by the way I could have been left here on my own.
I am a father, husband, and local healthcare worker. I worked through the pandemic holding the line to keep our community safe. I went to the Board of Supervisors to advocate for my coworkers threatened with losing their jobs due to the mandates and for those denied the religious exemptions. The supervisors agreed to a special meeting to hear from the healthcare workers, but when they voted postponed and eventually canceled the meeting. They said there was nothing they could do and it would be a waste of their time. When our community needed them the most, they did not hold the line. Vote yes on the recall.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
District 2 Supervisor Leonard Modi must go. Serving his third term in office, Mr. Modi has forgotten his duty is to secure the rights of the people against tyrannical and unlawful state mandates. Mandates are not laws. Laws come from the legislature. I'm voting yes on the recall because Modi has forgotten his oath of office. This ad is paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Real pro when it comes to doing this. It's a veteran-owned business. Every repair is a sign of quality workmanship, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix your windshield, and he guarantees his work. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis and get it repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed with Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Located at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. Today. Okay, just finishing up with the Giving Tuesday, if you're just checking in with us. Giving Tuesday raised $1,350,000 and $1,350,010. 187 organizations were helped, 6,900 donations. And I'm just, and Piano Angels was number six out of all of these. With a $40,000.
We had a stated goal of $30,000.
Wow.
So we exceeded that.
Now, you're going to buy a new van with this. Is this correct? Because you're using your truck.
That's correct. I'm using my own truck. And it's almost worn
it's
out.
Open.
Carl,
it's open.
390,000 miles on it or something like that. And the transmission is slipping. So that truck will just hang around the farm up there at my son's house, and we'll haul manure in it. But this new van will be able to deliver, you know, when it's sunny,
yeah.
When it's raining, and it has air conditioning. The truck doesn't have air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So that makes it harder on Pam.
Well, great. Sure. So then you're going to use this then to pick up the get that new van. And you can get a good used van for,
yeah, I think
for
so.
Something
that's what
like
we're
that.
Hoping. Yeah.
Yeah. One Safe Place right behind you at $36,905.
Beautiful.
Now, you know what? Of the top, let me see, one of the top 10 recipients here, and the last one was Spray and Neuter, Intermountain Pets and Pet Placements, $27,000. But the top 10, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 from Siskiyou County,
right,
and 5 from Shasta County. And, you know, Siskiyou County, there's a lot of money running around up there.
And there's a lot of activity. You know, just on the way here to the station, I had a call from Siskiyou County with a piano. So, and we do a lot of pianos in Siskiyou.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Pat.
And
thanks
thank
for
you.
What you do.
Let me thank the KCNR and Carl and Linda. They gave us PSA time, and Jared produced that. Thank you, Jared, on that. And a banner that was done, Thrivent Financial paid for that. And so we want to really shout out to you guys. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, I guess we could have been clearer. You know, we try to have people on. And we have no problem doing PSAs for things like this. I mean, as long as I've got room.
Right.
I've got, you know, it's a community radio station. As long as I've got room, and think about this, my friends, if you've got something coming on, a fundraiser, something, you know, it's a good cause and all this, please give us a call at 605-4565 and talk to Diane, and say, hey, look, I've got a fundraiser. Now, a lot of people do it already, but if you've got a fundraiser or something that you want the community to come from, to go to, we can get you in here and we can talk about it 15 minutes and then, you know, run some spots for you. As long as I have
room,
and sometimes we don't have room, but as long as I've got room, we'll do that.
So, yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's just, hey, it's a great community. Thank you. And thanks for what you do for our community, Patrick.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Yep. Okay. You know, I hate to go from that one to, I'm going to skip this one and go to this one. A Louisiana federal judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers nationwide. Now, this is right after they blocked the one about employees, you know, of companies that have over 100 employees. And the indefinite states of emergencies, said the judge, pose grave risk to civil liberties. Thank you, Judge. You know, the fact is the education is out there. You know, right now I know of a young man that's being discharged from the Navy who has done a great job, is in a very, very important job. He said, I don't want to take the vaccine. I've had COVID. I shouldn't have to take the vaccine, and so they are separating him. And it appears that the Marine Corps could lose up to 9,000 Marines. 9,000 Marines. Either they have given no religious exemptions, They have some that have put in for medical exemptions, temporary medical exemptions. A few of them, 14, just can't take the vaccine. It's dangerous to them. So what this is going to do to our military is really, really interesting. But the latest one, of course, the judge says that in his ruling that the Biden administration does not have the constitutional authority to go around Congress by issuing such a mandate. So this means all the healthcare workers, preliminary injunction for all the healthcare workers, which includes full-time employees, part-time employees, volunteers, contractors working at a wide range of healthcare facilities receiving Medicaid or Medicaid funding. And this was a Louisiana lawsuit, but they were joined by attorney generals in 13 other states. So that's on hold. Now, OSHA has put on hold their enforcement of the mandate for companies over 100 employees. And I've heard people say, if I had 106 employees, what do I do then? This is going to cost me a lot of money. It's going to cost me all types of consternation. I may end up losing a third of my workforce, or, you know, if you just go by averages, 25% of my workforce. So what do I do? So I'm sure some companies, when you're close to that 100 mark, would find 7 or 8 people that don't need to work there anymore. I mean, that's not fair. However, that's the way it is. So the my last thought on this segment is the transgender athletes have kind of, people during this, the spring and summer were talking about how boys or males that have now gone to females, trans, they've changed their genders, have been killing them out there on running, weightlifting, all different types of sports. Well, the latest one is swimming, where a transgender college swimmer who swam as a man for 3 years is now crushing the competition at women's meets. After 3 years of competing as a male at the University of Pennsylvania, he switched to competing as a female and is now dominating the competition. Senior swimmer Leah Thomas, formerly known as Will Thomas, reportedly broke multiple school and conference records during a November 20th swim meet against Cornell University and Princeton University. According to SwimSwam, Thomas blasted the number one 200 free time and the second fastest 500 free time in the nation on Saturday, breaking Penn program records in both events. Thomas's time in both races marked new Ivy League records. Thomas also reportedly swept the 100, 200, 500 free individual events and contributed to Penn's first place finish in the 400-meter freestyle relay. Thomas's time in the 200-meter free was only a half second off the NCAA cut. It was the second fastest woman's 200 free time in the nation so far this season. Earlier this month, he reportedly took home a pair of gold medals in the 200 free and 100 free with margins of 5.4 seconds and 1.3 seconds in a meet against Columbia. I think, according to Penn Athletics, he was much less dominant during his freshman, sophomore, and junior years at the school. So, again, you have males. There have been males, and see, so it's been her senior year of college. So that would have been, 20 years old? So has been competing as a male for, because they start swimming usually around 7. He's been competing as a male from age 7 for 13 years and then switched to being female. Now, there are things, you got to drop your testosterone levels and all this. But you can't just do away with the muscle structure, the body structure and all this. So now I wonder if, since they beat Cornell and Yale, if Cornell and Yale universities might start hey, look, we just had our butts handed to us by one person that because of him or her, because of her, they won everything. Are colleges and universities going to start recruiting transgenders for their athletic teams? And think about it. All of a sudden, you've got a woman's basketball team that's been finishing like 23rd or 100th every year in the NCAA's statistics. All of a sudden, they have 8 6'5" females that were males the year before. What happens then? I mean, you're going to see more of this, but can you imagine that? I mean, what a great movie this would make. And I'm not sure if it'd be a comedy or a tragedy on something like this. You know, I feel for those, I feel for the women who have swum their whole lives, gotten to a certain point, and then somebody whose body has enabled them to just kill the records comes up against them. What happens when we go into the Olympics? They did have an Olympic swimmer, I think, from New Zealand, that was a male that went to female, but didn't get into the finals. I find that interesting, too, where they were the best New Zealand swimmer, but they weren't the best women swimmer in the world. I wonder how that'll change. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at State Granite, Mike Huber, who is one of those good guys that will completely redo your kitchen, bathroom, or other rooms in your house, and does a great job. He's truly an artist when it comes to granite, marble, slate, or any of those type of materials. He uses the latest equipment, the latest techniques on this, and he works by appointment only. Mike's a very busy guy, but you need to, if you want to set up a consultation, a free consultation, and let him take a look and give you ideas and hear what you want to do, give him a call at 241-STONE. That's estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Life, featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
I should know about that. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, 7:51 in the morning, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:51 in the morning and 56 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. Hey, it's almost Christmas. It's their anniversary month. You can't believe the sales going on at Four Winds Jewelry, my friends. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Run down there and find that special piece of jewelry that will mean so much to the loved one in your life. Four Winds Jewelry. The chat room's going crazy. Yeah, I said I was from the South. Well, I did live in the South, but I also lived in the North. I lived in the Northwest. I lived in the Midwest. My folks moved around a lot. I moved 15 times before I was out of high school. Went to 5 high schools, including 1 full year, my senior year. I was able to do 1 full year of my senior year in Yakima, Washington. I picked apples 1 year. Let me tell you. No, I shouldn't say 1 year. I picked apples to make some more money. I did it for 1 day. Turns out that picking apples is not that easy. Well, that's okay. I was young and strong. And I filled up my bin. I think I made $6, maybe $10. Called my dad to come pick me up. And it turns out I was allergic to whatever they were spraying on the trees, on the apples. And my eyes swelled shut. I end up going to the doctor, and he does, I don't know what they did to reduce the swelling, Benadryl or who knows what. I mean, it wasn't life-threatening. It was just I couldn't see. And on the way home, Dad says, look, the next time you want to earn some money, find something around here. Going to the doctor just cost me $50. And I went, okay. That's the last time I picked apples. I'm picking apples. If you haven't picked apples before, it's not easy. Anyway, okay, moving right along. Chris Cuomo, we talked about it. Fredo?
It's Fredo.
Fredo from The Godfather. And Chris Cuomo hates that because, that was the older, weaker, dumber brother. Okay, Fredo. Appears that Chris Cuomo has been suspended indefinitely by CNN. Well, the first question is, who's going to know? I mean, his viewership is really low. But it's for get this. He used his news contacts to find out information about the women who had leveled sexual harassment charges against his brother, the governor, Cuomo. And then he was texting back and forth. And this is after he had denied doing that. But they found it when they released all the pages and all the tweets and all the emails that came out. It appears that he was also giving advice on what to say, you know, all of these different things that he had denied before. So Fredo has been suspended indefinitely by CNN. So the question is Fredo gone from the airwaves? And why, if Fredo is gone for that, why is Joy Reid still on the air? If you've never listened to Joy Reid, and try real hard not to, but if you ever do, this woman, you know, they used to talk about, oh, you know, Hannity and all these, oh, they spew hate. If you have never listened to this lady, I mean, my gosh, she has, I mean, you know, if you can't believe the things she says about people and how, you know, the horrible things she says about people, and yet still is managing to get her, probably her $1 million a year for doing it, even though that her news ratings or her viewership is way down too. In fact, CNN is tanking as far as the ratings. As is MSNBC is having some real problems. One of the anchors on the CNBC business network, you know, and we talked about stocks and, you know, businesses and all this. In his last few minutes of his show, he goes, it's time for the government to take charge of this vaccination. Biden needs to step up and do this, and he needs to make the law that everybody should be vaccinated in the military.
Are you talking about Jim Cramer?
Jim Cramer. Yeah, I was trying to remember his name. I didn't want to use the wrong last name. Jim Cramer says the military should be used to force vaccinations on our citizens. Can you imagine somebody actually saying that? And he means it. He means it. Do you realize how wrong that is? Just how wrong that is? Well, it doesn't surprise me. The fact of mandates, in my opinion, are wrong. I've been vaccinated. Everybody around here has been vaccinated, except two people. And both of those have got COVID and, you know, had COVID. Now, that was their choice. As long as they didn't, and as soon as they found out they had COVID, they disappeared from here. So they went through all the time. One was much more ill than the other. That's their option, and they want to do that. I encourage people to be vaccinated, even though somebody told me yesterday that you've got 24 months to live once you've been vaccinated. I do not believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. And I don't know where even people hear that. I don't know where people get that information from. So, to say something like that, I mean, and obviously believed it. I just don't, you know, I mean, how many people then are going to be next year at this time, about this time, next year, if that's true, you're probably out of a job, Jared. Oh, no, you're probably dead. You better start making plans. Maybe you should live every day like it's going to be our last. And then when you find out after a year that it's not, and you completely debauched your body in your bank account.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Ooh. Well, maybe I shouldn't have listened to that person. Okay, hey, when we come back, hopefully Reading Police Department will be with us. It's always a crapshoot sometimes on this, but it is Wednesday. It is the 1st of December, and I hope you're having a great day. We are here, 56 degrees. It's beautiful outside, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As demonstrators crowd the plaza outside their building, inside their chambers, U.S. Supreme Court justices now hearing arguments in a pivotal abortion case. At issue, a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart argues that lower courts erred in ruling against the statute.
The law includes robust exceptions for a woman's life and health. It leaves months to obtain an abortion. Yet the courts below struck the law down. It didn't matter that the law applies when an unborn child is undeniably human, when risks to women surge, and when the common abortion procedure is brutal.
Pro-lifers hoping this could be the case that finally results in Roe versus Wade being struck down. We are slowly learning more about the new Omicron coronavirus variant, including where it first turned up. Nigeria now saying it had a case long before it was identified in South Africa.
The country's National Public Health Institute says it had detected a first case of the variant in a sample it collected in October, weeks before South Africa alerted the world about the variant last week. Nigeria's the first West African country that's recorded the new variant since scientists in Southern Africa detected and reported it, and now can be added to a list of nearly 20 countries where the variant has been found. Much remains unknown about the new coronavirus, including whether it's more contagious and if it is less effective against vaccines. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
U.S. manufacturing kicked it up a notch last month, growing at a faster clip, producers racing to keep up with demand amid ongoing supply shortages and delays. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker saying he will not run for a third term. Wall Street, the Dow's up 432 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them to cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The U.S. has sent its new diplomat to Israel. And the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Thomas Knight has arrived in Jerusalem to take up the position of U.S. ambassador to the State of Israel. The post has been empty since the previous envoy, Trump confidant David Friedman, stepped down a year ago. President Biden surprised some when he chose not to reverse his predecessor's controversial move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital, Jerusalem. But even with that contentious issue off the table, tension is running high over the American administration's promise to reopen a separate diplomatic mission to serve the Palestinians. For his part, Ambassador Nides, a holdover from the Obama administration, will live in Jerusalem, but in a rental property. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A fossil fuel energy project is slowly advancing out west.
A proposed oil pipeline in California that could allow ExxonMobil to resume production at three offshore platforms is expected to enter a critical phase of its government review next year. The $300 million project by Houston-based Plains All American Pipeline would replace a line near Santa Barbara that was shut down after a 2015 rupture that created the worst coastal oil spill in the state in 25 years. The debate is taking place amid a reckoning in California over its continued reliance on fossil fuels in the age of climate change. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Police say it was a teenager who opened fire yesterday at his high school in Oxford Township, Michigan, killing three fellow students and wounding eight others. Authorities say that he used a gun that had been purchased by his father just last week. There's been nothing about a motive for the deadly attack. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's parents are here today, so Linda's with, entertaining them, or they're entertaining her, I'm not sure. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the first day of November, so it gives you 24 more shopping days until Christmas. Part of your shopping could be is you get a boat and you go out to L.A. and you just float out to one of those 168 ships that are stuck offshore there and do your shopping from ship to ship. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
And what kind of weather do we expect for the rest of the week?
Let's see. It is currently, actually, I don't have the proper temperature on here. It's not showing it.
I think it's 56.
Mine is showing 49.
Yeah, I think it's 56.
So anyways, today it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 77, a low of 49. Thursday, it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 73, a low of 47. Sunny and clear on Friday, high of 69, a low of 45. Sunny and clear on Saturday, high of 67, a low of 44. On Sunday, we're going to see a high of 70, a low around 46. And then on Monday, it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of rain, a high around 62 and a low around 47.
And Tuesday, another slight chance of rain, too. But that's good. We need rain. We need rain. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. They've been here for a couple of decades, run by the Kenny family. All your propane comes out of, essentially one tank. So it becomes the customer service, and their customer service is just outstanding at Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Last month of the year, and I've got Reading Police Department Chief Bill Shuler with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look like you've grown an inch. I don't know. Maybe it's I haven't seen you in a couple months. I really like what you're doing. You're bringing in your different organization leaders to talk about what they do.
No, I think it's good for it's good for them to be here on the radio and interact with you in that way in the community, and also it's good for you to hear directly from the source on what programs they're managing and what things they're doing in the department. So I've got a great group of leadership in our department, so I like to show them off a little bit.
Well, I think that, and some of them I've known now for 12 years.
Yeah.
And I've known Ron Isley ever since I came here because first met Ron because he's also a former major in the Marine Corps.
Yep.
Is now a captain here.
Right.
And I don't know what he was when I first came aboard. Maybe a...
He was... 12, well, you've been here how long?
We're starting our 12th year.
Yeah,
December.
So he was probably even a... Could have been. Even an officer back then or detective and... Yeah. Worked his way up.
Trevor Denham.
Yep.
And Trevor was in the Coast Guard. And
still is.
Yeah, worked at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Down there. And the I saw him the other day. He was on one of your electric bicycles.
Yeah.
And pulled him over for a little bit. Yeah. I pulled him over instead of him pulling me over for a change. It's been interesting in watching the people in the department.
Yeah. I mean, in the last, since I became chief 2.5 years ago almost now, which seems like it, in some ways it seems like it's flown by, in some ways it hasn't. But the entire leadership staff, most all of our sergeants, all of our corporals are all new in their positions. So it's, there's been a lot of change. Good change. I'm very excited about the direction of the department.
Well, let's talk about that. We've got, this is the end of the year, and I'm not going to ask you for statistics or anything, though you probably have them. But what do you look at that's coming next year?
Well, there's a lot of new legislation that we're trying to deal with right now that's coming into play. That's kind of my focus this month, because a lot of stuff is due on January 1st that we have to start doing. So I'm trying to find out what we need to do. Have a lot of conversations with lawyers that represent police departments throughout the state to try and deal with these issues. So, for example, RIPA, which is the Racial Identity Profiling Act, starts January 1.
Now, my friends, I learned about this when I was on the Citizens Advisory Board for the Highway Patrol, and they were, because they were the largest organization, they were already facing this.
Right.
This was a couple of years ago. So it's reached down to us now.
Yep.
And can you explain to people what that is?
Yeah, so as you said, it started with the largest agencies in the state first. So agencies that had over 400 sworn, I believe, was the cutoff for the first group, and then there was a second group the second year, and then we're in the final year, and we have to start collecting our data on January 1st. So what this means is for every... in fact, I have the whole list here. I'll pull it up. Every person we stop, we have to and detain. So let's say it's a call for service. We go to a domestic violence call, and we have two people that we're detaining, husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, until we figure it out. Or we make a car stop, and we stop two or three people in the car. And let's say we detain them all for some reason. They're on probation or parole or whatever, whatever it is. At the end of that stop, we have to fill out a form, these statistics. And it's the date, the time, and duration of the stop, the location, the perceived race or ethnicity of the person stopped.
You can't ask either.
We can't ask. And that's the interesting thing is, even though we may have their driver's license and we're using it in our police report, and we have a police report of the contact, it doesn't matter. We're still supposed to perceive all of these things. So perceived race or ethnicity, perceived gender, whether or not they're part of the LGBTQ community, their perceived age, if they have limited English fluency, whether they have a disability, the reason for the stop, if it was stop made for in response to a call for service, any actions we took, the results, like do we arrest, do we cite, do we warn, do we do nothing, and then the officer's ID number, their years of experience, and then the type of assignment the officer is assigned to. So all of those for every person in every car stop.
Now, there's also a written part, right?
Yeah, there's a little narrative they put in about, you know, what the probable cause violation was and that. And we have to be very careful about putting personal identifying information in there. So what we've done is we bought an app from a company that will go on the officer's work cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of their car stop or their call for service, they'll sit in their car, they'll be somewhere where they're safe, and they will sit there and spend 10 or 15 minutes, at least initially, till we figure this out and fill this data out and submit it.
Can they narrate it, or is it, you have to type it?
You have to type it. There is a... We'll look into it. We could do it on our MDCs, too, and they could narrate it or type it on a keyboard there. There's that option as well. But we're going to try it out with the phone. Very limited information in the narrative section. But, yeah, it's going to be a learning experience for us. And we've talked to other agencies that have been doing this, like Sacramento and mm-hmm. CHP. They've been doing it for years. And eventually you get used to it. And
sure.
It becomes a 2 or 3 minute thing instead of a 10 or 15. But I can definitely see come January 1, you know, our proactivity of our officers is going to drop as they learn to do this. And then it'll become second nature, and we'll get used to it like everything else. But this is just one of the things that we have to do.
Well, this thing is, 15 minutes per officer at the beginning, and say that lasts for 4 or 5 months. But that's 15 minutes per stop.
Right.
So, you know, 5 stops a day, 65, it's over an hour, well over an hour, approaching 2 hours. Of just admin time.
Right, on top of the police reports they already have to write.
Right.
And
will this ever take the place of a police report?
No, because there's no names. There's no personal identifying information at this.
Okay.
It doesn't go with the police report. It's a separate database, and it gets submitted to DOJ on a monthly basis or quarterly, depending on how we want to do it. And then there's a RIPA team that is made up of appointed members of the state that evaluate all the data coming from all the agencies in the state, and they make recommendations. Like, for example, you could see a recommendation come down that police officers maybe statewide disproportionately stop people of color. And then they could do something like Berkeley's doing and say that police officers will no longer stop cars or people for mechanical violations in order to not have that disproportionate.
I've seen that happen in other cities.
It's happened in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. You can no longer stop people with a busted taillight or expired registration or all that. So
that could happen. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. But yeah, we're going to start collecting that data on January 1st, and we have to submit our data for 22 by the end of 22 or the first part of January 23. But we'll probably submit on a quarterly.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
What is it exactly that they're trying to accomplish by having you guys take this extra time? What do they hope to accomplish? Did they tell you that, or did I miss it?
It's in the bill, and you can look it up. I'll tell you what the assembly bill was if I have it here. But it's under RIPA, so it's designed to look and see how if we're being fair in our stops. Different races and ethnicities of folks. So in Redding, California, you're going to find out that the Redding Police Department stops a whole lot of Caucasians, because that's what our population base is, right?
Well, you know, the thing is that the more of this stuff they lay on you guys, the harder it makes it for you guys to do your job. I mean, that's the obvious part. But the other part of it is that the time you could be missing, you know, as far as something that's really an important call.
Absolutely.
Is there any way that police departments can stand up against this stuff? Or, because it is legislation, but is there any way that you guys can stand up against it? Because I know it's just making your job harder than it already is.
Yeah, no, it's a state law. We're mandated. We have no choice in the matter. And I do have concerns that it's going to limit our officers' ability and time to be able. I mean, here's the bottom line is, they're going to drop what they're doing. If they're filling out their RIPA form and they get a 911 call emergency, they're going to drop that and they're going to go to that. And we'll get back to that later. But, it is going to restrict the amount of time they have available to do other things.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Good questions. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, how about starting off next year with somebody taking a look at your retirement plans, your 401ks, and getting a second opinion on those? Well, you can do that at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can get a free review and an evaluation from one of Judy Maxwell's professionals. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give her a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Chief Bill Shuler of the Redding Police Department.
We must recall Leonard Modi. Doctors, scientists, and other professionals have addressed him consistently for the last year and a half at every board meeting regarding the science and information as to the harm that lockdowns have visited upon our county. He has refused to vote to allow Shasta County out of the state of emergency, stating it might draw unnecessary attention from the governor. Ultimately, it was to ensure money for their bloated pensions that Shasta County is in the rears to by over $1 billion. Vote to recall Leonard Modi.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Recall Leonard Modi. Are you aware of Modi's lack of support for upholding your Second Amendment right? Did you know that Modi consistently disregards the voice of the public and usurped your power to elect a new sheriff by appointing two sheriffs? Have you heard that the grand jury found Modi guilty of using his position for personal gain during the car fire? It's time for a supervisor that truly represents you. Vote yes to recall Supervisor Leonard Modi.
This ad is paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today, the first day of December, 24 more shopping days. If you're like most men, to Christmas Eve, you're still out there. Did you know that on Christmas Day, you know, a lot of the 7-Elevens are open? And, you know, a comb, maybe a quart of fuel oil.
A
Snickers bar. Just put them, you know, those are stocking stuffers. I mean, you can use that to the last minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the things you don't want to give your loved ones is a trip to the hospital on Christmas Day. But if you have to go, Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to take care of you. They are one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for emergency care. Think about that. They just got an A rating from LeapFrog, which gives ratings through every hospital in the United States based on statistics. And Shasta Regional Medical Center got the highest rating, got an A rating. You might want to check on that before you pick a hospital to go to. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Bill Schuler, Chief Bill Schuler of Reading Police Department, and he's here at the last month, and he's telling us things that the Reading Police Department, with new laws, are having to face next year. And one of them, of course, is the rip-up report that until they can get it down, all the specifics of it, after a patrolman or woman pulls you over for a, let's say that you you ran a stoplight. Let's just say that, stoplight. And they pull you over. After they pull you over and they talk to you. Now, if you don't give a ticket, do you still have to fill this thing out?
Yes.
Okay. So even if you don't give a ticket to someone, they have to fill out this four-page it was 4 pages when I first saw it. I don't know how many pages it is now. But it has all this information, including sex, gender, that you can't ask them about.
Right.
This is just what you perceive they are.
Yep.
And then there's a box in there where you type in a story of why you pulled them over.
Right.
Every person that you pull over. Now, I also understood that if you're dealing with just the driver and there's some more people in there and one of them starts talking and now you're dealing with them, do you have to write it on them too?
It depends if they're detained or not. So
okay.
if they're not committing a crime of any sort, whether, let's say they're wearing their seatbelt and they're not on probation or parole, there's nothing to indicate that there's another crime going on, then no, we don't have to. But if they are, let's say they're not wearing their seatbelt, so they're detained, or there's a smell of marijuana or alcohol in the car, and they're all detained, then yeah, everybody in that car has to have a separate report done.
Now, we're looking at 15 minutes for a report, at least at first, until y'all can get down all, you know, maybe find new ways. Like you said, there's an app there that you might be able to use that cuts it down.
Yeah, we purchased that app. So,
how many people do your officers usually pull over a day? Or how many of these do they go to a day, an average?
Well,
either domestic violence, pull somebody over, or something.
That's a great question. It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 calls per day, depending, and probably, for our entire shift. So, I mean, we're running 90,000 calls a year. Now, not all of those are going to be detentions, right? Those could be a burglary report or your car got stolen or broken into or things like that. But, yeah, proactive work is a very big portion of our day. It's kind of risen, and there's been rises and falls with COVID, but it was running about 50-50. So 50% of the calls a day were proactive. That means officers are seeing a crime or suspect a crime, whether it be a pedestrian or a car stop or whatever it is. And then 50% were calls for service. We're probably about 60-40 right now, 60 on the call for service side. So yeah, they're busy, and they're going to be even more busy.
So that's about until they get this thing down. That's 375 minutes. Of report writing a day.
Yeah.
And that just looks like it's, that's 6 hours. That's 6 hours that they're writing reports. And this doesn't count the reports they have to write at the end of the day.
Right.
And because there's no names on this.
Right.
And then all this is sent off to.
It's electronically transmitted to
the RIPA God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds like it's going to be difficult, my friend.
I mean, it's going to be a transition for us. It'll be a difficult few weeks in January, but they'll get through it. And the officers we hire post-January will never have known the difference, and they'll get used to it like everything else. So there'll always be these kind of things, and we'll do it.
Are there any more of these happening like this?
There's lots of new legislation. So there's another one that I'm working on right now that requires us to get governing body, so in our case city council, approval for any military equipment we use, so anything from the 1033 program. But the way they wrote the law, which is the part that I'm trying to get some clear answers on right now, is even if it's civilian purchase, so for example, beanbag rounds are listed in this law. So we use less lethal beanbag rounds a lot because they can turn a potential deadly encounter into a not a deadly encounter. Tear gas. Robots. The list, it goes on and on and on. It's a 15-page document bill that I was reading yesterday. And so we have to, if we use any of those things, we have to have a municipal code that authorizes our use of it. We have to give a report, annual report of the use and how much we've used on each thing. And then we have to get governing body approval to use those, and there has to be a public hearing. So 1033 program, right now we have some Vietnam era M4. Now they've been converted to semi-automatic rifles. We have about 70 of those that we're trying to transition out and buy new rifles because they're pretty old for our officers. And then we have a couple of really old robots that we're going to get rid of. That's it. That's all we have from the 1033 program.
What about the vehicle that you have?
That's a civilian purchase vehicle.
Okay, got it.
But the way that law is written, I'm not sure if that applies or not. So I sent this to my city attorney yesterday with an opinion from another attorney that represents law enforcement and Cal Chiefs and said, help me out here. We need to figure out what we need to do on this. Because we do. We use a lot of those kind of things in our department.
I think people would much rather use a beanbag round or a rubber bullet. I'm sure that's on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure how a beanbag round is used. If it's part of just one round, it's probably got a larger bore. It looks like a grenade launcher, probably.
Yeah, they're just shotguns. They're 12-gauge beanbags.
Okay. And does it expand when it comes out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
And then
into a flat little beanbag, just like a small version of what you'd play cornhole with. You know, a very small one of those. Yeah. Very small.
Boy, yeah. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on this.
But they're like 2x2 or so.
But it hits with sufficient force to get a person's attention, and it can potentially disarm a person.
Right.
And so you can then swarm them, and nobody gets killed.
Yeah, you have a person that maybe is suicidal with a knife to their throat, and they're standing. You know, they have a pretty good effective range, 20, 30 feet. And they're staying there. We don't want to approach them with a knife because we are at risk, but a beanbag round can force them to drop that and be disarmed. We use them and had a lot of success with them. And now every single patrol car has one in their car, and they look like a 12-gauge shotgun, but they have orange stocks on them.
Okay.
Orange forestocks, orange butt stocks, painted, or they're actually bought that way. And so that we know when we get one out, it only has beanbag rounds in. They have to be checked by the officer each day so we don't put an accidental real 12-gauge round in there.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. But that's just more stuff coming from legislature. They're talking about the demilitarization of the police department. And I don't consider those military weapons. Those are civilian purchased tools that we use in law enforcement.
Can I buy a beanbag round?
I believe so,
yes. I think I can. I think I can.
I looked that up the other day. I couldn't find anything that showed that they were restricted. And I don't know why you wouldn't. It would be great for shooting a bear in your driveway. You don't want to kill it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Well, and the way the bears are, I could have one in my driveway, even though I live right downtown. I call it, my local police department, I have a bear in my driveway, and they go, "Is this Carl?" Oh, yeah. Didn't the chief say to get a beanbag round? Can't you, you know, chase him? I'll chase him across the street. Yeah, there we go. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm with Ready Police Chief Bill Shuler. When I hear these things, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, I'm
sorry.
You have to chuckle a little.
You have to laugh because of these. And I was fortunate enough to hear about this RIPO when the Highway Patrol got it.
Yeah.
And my first question was, how long before Redding gets it? And they said it'd be like 3 years.
Right.
And just what they were saying on how to do this was just thinking, oh my gosh, not so much of, you know, okay, you want this information, but the time lost.
Right.
For our officers. And I mean, you know, if you're looking at 300, if you're looking at 6 hours a day, you know, for the first 3 or 4 months, I mean, that adds up.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. And what you'll see is just that they're not going to have time to be as productive as they are. And so
if it's a 911 call, that goes aside and they scream off.
And they'll get those later.
All right. Hey, look, this portion of the show where I was yesterday is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts. They're the only place I've gotten my haircut in Redding in 14 years. They are super people down there. It's a veteran-owned business. Tim and Logan, great guys. They work by appointments only. Their phone number is 244-9478, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. Don't be looking for styling down there. Just look for a haircut. And they do have some nice-smelling stuff they put on your neck after they shave your neck. That's it. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your friendly old change. Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl. Linda Bob. Linda is entertaining her parents or vice versa this morning, 8:37 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there and sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 77. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's getting to be Christmas time again, and for those of us who like a good cigar occasionally, they have grab bags with three cigars in each one for under $30. And these are select cigars. All your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew, all the accessories, everything, plus the fact that Shelley and her crew are also supporting many of our nonprofits around here with donations and a number of other things they do. That's Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Department Chief Bill Schuler, and let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. I have two stories, and I would like an answer to both, please. The first story is the police impersonator that happened here in Reading a couple of weeks ago, which I was the victim of, and Officer Denham currently has that in his lap. I don't know what the status is, but I was very unsatisfied with. I followed this guy for 25 minutes through RPD, CHP, back to RPD jurisdiction, and I never got a police officer to intercept us and arrest this guy. And I even told the dispatcher, if this guy's willing to use fake police lights in the middle of a work day What do you think he's going to do on a weekend after dark to a 16-year-old female driver? And I never got a cop. I am, it's abhorrent that they never took this call seriously. Now, it's only a misdemeanor to impersonate a cop. I understand that. But that violation turned into a felony really quick. I would like the chief's first impression about that.
Well,
thanks, Richard.
Richard, I'm aware. I got your email about this, and we are looking into it. But I will tell you and to remind you that we have 7 police officers on at any one time in the city of Redding covering 60 square miles. I indicated earlier we have over 90,000 calls for service per year, and we have to triage and prioritize. And on your call, from what I understand, you had the plate. So we, and the description of the driver, in fact, you sent us a photograph of the driver. So we knew who he was. There was no urgency in dealing with that right then, and it could be dealt with later. And in fact, it was. So, at this point, there's not much else I can say. The case is being forwarded to the DA's office for prosecution of that individual, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. We've talked about the Ripper. We've talked about, there's other things coming down this year.
Yes.
Is there another one that's going to have one, of course, is about the equipment issue. So the city has to pass an ordinance that says you can do it.
Yeah.
You see that being a problem?
No, I don't in this community. I don't see it at all. I mean, everything that we have has a valid reason and explanation for it. I think, I'm working with the city manager, and we'll be going to council to try and get rid of the 1033 rifles we have, so we won't have anything in the 1033 program anymore. It's time to replace those 50-year-old rifles, 40-year-old
rifles.
Are
these M4s? Or?
Yeah, they're M4 or M16 rifles that have been converted to ARs, basically semi-automatic, and they're from late 1960s is when they were manufactured and used, and so they're worn out. It's time to replace them. We've replaced about half of our inventory, but it's expensive to replace, 50-70 rifles. So we're working on that. It's about $100,000 with rifles and optics and all of those things. So we're going to try and do that. The other things are kind of in this gray area, and I'm not sure where we have to go with those. If we do have to report usage of beanbag rounds and taser use and all of those things that the legislature has determined to be military, even though it wasn't procured for the military, and civilians can purchase it, I'm not sure where we go with that. It's just like RIPA. It's more work for us to do in order to be able to do our jobs, successfully.
Every year, or probably every month, I should say, we talk about recruiting.
Yeah.
And can you give us a little update on that?
Yeah, we are, knock on, is there wood here? Yeah, in the middle of this table.
Yep,
there's some wood.
Right there. I put it in there just for that.
Thanks. We are doing really well. We have 11 officers or recruits in the academy. We have 7 graduating in the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so we have some at Butte. We have 2, we just picked up this week, 2 recruits that are in the Napa Academy that are graduating in a couple of weeks. And then we have 1 up at Siskiyou. So all of those 7 will start in field training in the next couple of weeks, which, as you know, is a 18 to 24-week program. And so we're excited about them. We have 4 in the academy in Alameda right now, and we probably will have 3 in the Butte Academy in January 1st. And then we have another academy scheduled in March, which we have at least 1 person selected for there. City Council, I can't remember the last time I was here. I went to City Council and asked them to give me 6 temporary academy spots because we run into this issue where we send someone to the academy or someone tells us they're going to retire or they're medically retired or they'd leave for another agency, which is rare, but it happens. If we have to hire an academy person to replace them and not a lateral officer, it's a year before they're on the street. So City Council authorized me to get 6 temporary positions. And so now I can try and get ahead of the curve. And that's what we're trying to do this January and March is try and get some folks, even though we technically be almost full staffed, we now anticipate 5 or 6 vacancies this coming year. So we can try and get ahead of that curve. That's what we're trying to do now. And Captain Brian Cole, who was in here, I think he is managing our administration division. He's doing a great job. He's burned the candle at both ends.
It's been good meeting all of your department heads and seeing, you know, from their viewpoint, the things that are going on like that, Bill. Now, the thing about this, though, is we know that you get 7 that get out of the academy.
Right.
You're going to be lucky to get 4.
Right.
That makes it through the training process.
Yeah, that's unfortunate where we're at. We're hopeful with this group, always hopeful that we will do we'll have a higher success rate, but that's up to the candidate. It's not up to us. We do everything we can to make sure candidates are successful because we invest a lot of time and money into them to make sure that they can be successful and give them every opportunity. So sometimes, you know, they're not successful in one area. Let's say it's officer safety, and maybe there's, a disagreement, or they just don't respond to the training the way that training officer is providing it. So we'll switch them up with another one, and so we make sure that they have multiple training officers throughout their cycle. So it's not just one person saying, "Hey, this guy's not going to pass." And then there's several levels of oversight on top of that, between a sergeant who runs the program or a corporal, and then a lieutenant that manages the program, the FTO program. And so we really, really invest a lot of time with these kids, I call them. They're not all kids. A couple that we're hiring are in their late 20s right now. And so knock on wood again, or knock on my noggin, I am hopeful that out of the 7 that we have, that all 7 are
still here.
Of course.
We got to take a break, but what's the biggest disqualifier usually? For a person.
To get hired?
Well, no. I mean, once they're in there, what drops them the most? Some of them just say after a few weeks go, you know, this, I'm not meant for this.
Yeah.
Now, I realize you have drop on request. That's what we used to call them.
Yeah.
But is there something that you can point at and say,
It's usually officer safety issues.
Officer safety issues.
It's they're making mistakes that are going to get them killed or get another officer killed.
And okay.
They just can't. They just miss certain things, key things like missing people with guns or someone sitting in the backseat of a car with a gun on the floorboard, you know, and they're just missing that. And it puts them and the other officers at great risk.
Yeah, people walking by looking at your car here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're liking it. So
I don't know why.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:46 in the morning and 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back.
District 2 Supervisor Leonard Modi must go. He has betrayed the public trust by using his power and influence for his own benefit. He has spread his malicious tentacles of influence into the DA's office, the sheriff's office, and the Redding City Police. He was charged by the grand jury of misfeasance, that we know. But what else has he done that has not been revealed? This is why I am voting yes to recall Leonard Modi.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself.
821-2121 or on the web, river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. Mothers and children have continually attended the Board of Supervisors meetings to plead with them to do what is right. Modi will not stand up for our children or God-given liberties, and instead engages in smearing his constituents in the media. It's time for genuine conservative values, leadership, and fresh ideas. Join me in voting yes to recall Leonard Modi.
This ad is paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Tomorrow, Thursday, Ready Rancheria is going to join us, and Trish Clark, and we're going to have a couple other things that are going on. Today we have Chief Bill Shuler of the Reading Police Department with us. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what can people do to protect themselves during this Christmas season and when they're out shopping in their homes and all this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say it's obviously the obvious. Does that sound right? But no, hide stuff. We are doing a lot of extra proactive stuff in our shopping centers and our stores, mm-hmm. Around the community, and we will see people that are out buying shopping and are leaving gifts and things they've purchased, expensive items sitting on their seats of their car. Thinking that their car locked is going to prevent them from being stolen, which it won't. And so we're trying to spend as much time in those parking lots as we can. If we see things like that, we're trying to contact the owners of those cars and let them know, you know, lock stuff in your trunk, cover it up in the back. Don't leave stuff in your car parked in your driveway at night. Have cameras if you have them, if you can get them to
have a bean bag round.
If you can buy them, have them. You may want to use one. But no, I mean, take care of yourself. Get some self-defense training is always a good idea. But really, the majority of the crime we see in December is the property crime, a lot of thefts. Mm-hmm. And just don't make yourself, they're a crime of opportunity. If they see it sitting on your seat, if your purse is on your seat, if your car, they're going to smash your window. It takes 5 seconds.
They've got little tools.
You can buy a punch at Harbor Freight for $2, mm-hmm. and you walk up to a window and punch that window, and the whole thing will fall and shatter, and you can reach in and grab it.
So there you go. Recall, and there's a tip for you to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually saw a great post from another law enforcement agency. I don't know where it is, out of California. But they were talking about purses on shopping carts, and I thought this was a good tip. If you're shopping in a store and you have a shopping cart and you set your purse where your child can sit, that's just a perfect opportunity when you turn your back for someone to steal it. So zip it closed. If you're not going to wear it on your shoulder, zip it closed and take the kid's seat belt that's sitting there and seat belt it to the cart. And that way it can't just be lifted and taken. Thought that was a great tip.
Yeah, now they've got to work at it, and it'll take more time. And what you're trying to do is push them to another somebody else.
Yeah, right.
You're hardening your yep. facility.
It's just an opportunity.
And then, of course, things like if you leave pack, as I hate to say this, but, people just, if they see packages, they're just going to try and take them.
Right. And we do some stings with package theft, but there is folks that drive around the city and they will look for packages on porches and take them. So if you have to schedule delivery, you know, try and be home or use some of the package lockers. There's Safeway has Amazon package lockers that you can use. The one over on Churn Creek and Cypress, and you can have stuff delivered there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yep. And you just walk over, unlock the locker, get your stuff, and go.
That's so, because there's porch pirates everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now, what about this epidemic of smash and grab? It's like a, you know, it's like a, what do they call that when you get everybody in one spot?
Right.
It's like a flash mob of thieves we're seeing in L.A., San Francisco, yeah, and other big cities. What's going on with that?
It's, frankly, it's decriminalization of property crime and shoplifting. And so we have created this through Prop 47, and I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face here. And so, but we've decriminalized shoplifting to the point where, it's a misdemeanor, and they know that if you have 10 people stealing and they're all stealing less than $950, they can all run into a store together, grab stuff, and run out. And even if they're stealing more than that, rarely are they going to be prosecuted for a felony, or if they are, they're still not going to do any time. It's a property crime. So it's a risk-reward thing for them. And so until our legislature, and now I'm hearing from the governor and legislature, they're going to do something about this in the next legislative year, great. But, you know, they're just taking, again, they're taking advantage of opportunity. They know they can get away with it, and they're going to get caught. They're not going to get much of a criminal sentence anyway.
How bad is shoplifting here in our town?
It's bad.
I heard that Walmart several years ago was losing in the millions, in our city here in Redding.
Yeah, some of these stores they're losing a lot. Because it's a property crime. They're the old days of having loss prevention. You know, jump on people and hold them till we can get there. It just doesn't happen anymore. They're all prohibited from doing that by their store policy. So, you know, a lot of the stores have cameras at the entry and exit points, and so they'll call us after the fact if they have been able to detain the person. And usually we can ID those folks. I see the pictures come through our email chain all the time, and we can ID them and hopefully get them, well, they'd be cited.
They'll be
get
cited.
Property back. But maybe get
the property back.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And the stores now have all been trained, a lot of them, that they handle these cases themselves. So they'll write their own police report, their loss prevention staff. If they get a cooperative person that steals and they're willing to come back with them and they get their property back, they write their own report. They'll trespass warn them. And then if they'll come back again or they're on probation, then we respond. But yeah, it's
a lot of times they just leave.
Yeah, it's epidemic. And
I mean,
there is some change in legislation this year on shoplifting, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
I have two tickets to the Garden of Lights for the third person that calls. 605-4567. Somebody just called and reminded me. Thank you. Yeah, I have two tickets for the Garden of Lights. These are good for any day. So the third person that calls, 605-4567, gets those two tickets.
It's a great thing, too.
Oh, it is. And awesome. We're going to go tomorrow night. We're taking the parents, and they had a great time last year. And this year, I understand, it's even better.
Yeah.
What do you tell your people? We've got a couple minutes left. It's Christmas.
Yeah. You know,
guys have to work. Guys and girls have to work on Christmas.
They will be here on Christmas. They will be working. It's just another month for us. We do work a lot of overtime this month, as I said, to do these, you know, these theft prevention efforts throughout our community. So you'll see our guys on bikes and motorcycles and shopping centers. But yeah, we try and have fun with it, but it is a busy time of the year for us.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a great Christmas.
And yeah, you too.
All your people do, and it's a safe Christmas. It seems like we've got more violence out there. Just two more people killed out in Oak Run on Zigzag Road. Mm. I wonder, when I hear Zigzag Road, I think drugs. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm from Oregon. And,
uh-huh.
And that's interesting.
Yeah.
Both of them from Oregon.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you've told people how to be safe. And,
yeah, please be safe. Yeah. Traffic is crazy this time of year. Drive around the shopping areas. It gets busy. We have a lot of accidents. So if you do get in a car accident, try and pull off the side of the road. call us. We'll come out. Our CSOs are out there. They'll come out when they can. But if you can't get out of the road, please get out of the road and then make that call. Obviously, if you're hurt, don't do that. But
yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of fender benders out there.
A lot of them.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Chief. We appreciate y'all coming in once a month. And like I said, your different divisions get to come in and brag about their units and about what they're doing. I see you still got the...
I just started growing it back over Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been clean all year, and I started growing it back for the month of December. It probably won't last long. We'll see.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Like I said, tomorrow, Tricia's going to join me. We've got Ready Rancheria and a few other things that are going to be happening. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.